This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, welcome back. It's about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. My name is Lee L.C. Wayne. Allen Root will, in fact, be here tomorrow night. He's, again, taking a couple of days off, or has taken a couple of days off. He'll be back in the saddle tomorrow night. And he'll probably have some great stories about being over at the White House for the big party, the big gala that happened last night. I would like to spend a little time talking about some of the things that we have been focused on for the past, well, two nights for sure, but for me, for the past almost over a month now, close to a month now, not quite a month. But what I'm about to talk about is not about Donald Trump. As a minority of Americans anxiously await some kind of tangible evidence to corroborate this administration's claim that the election was stolen, Trump and his legal minions are busy lobbying legislatures in key battleground states, arguing under flickering fluorescent courtroom lights about rampant, widespread distortion, deception, and deceit. The clock is ticking, though, and the finish line for Biden is clearly in sight. He's got less than 2 weeks to hold on, but the president's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, who gave more testimony here in the last 24 hours, is defiant in his assertion and accusations that outrageous amounts of cheating and fraud occurred in the shadows and often right out in the open on Election Day, November 3rd, 2020. The problem is, the dilemma is, there really isn't a lot of folks that aren't wearing MAGA hats that are listening. Nobody's listening unless you're a Trump supporter. So while judges who have been listening have been systematically dismissing most of the allegations the Trump legal team has presented, I mean, Americans are sort of spinning around. But Americans, even Americans with the most modest amount of common sense and curiosity, are still understandably skeptical and befuddled by certain election results. Some of this stuff doesn't make any sense. It seems implausible, dare I say impossible, that a man who barricaded himself in the basement and fumbled and bumbled his way through scripted interviews would go on to receive the largest vote total in history. The Biden vote count, 80,117,000+, dwarfed Obama's 2008 total by almost 11 million votes. Somehow, Joe Biden, whose campaign was on life support, couldn't gain any early traction against typically weak Democrat rivals, lost primaries decisively in New Hampshire, Nevada, California, Utah, Vermont, and North Dakota. The lifetime politically motivated presidential also-ran, he bested Barack Obama, Barack, by nearly 15%. Hard to fathom. It's hard to figure this out. It sounds like a Disney fairy tale show. So can you blame the cynicism of 74 million Trump supporters? I don't think you can. Joe Biden failed on multiple opportunities to reach the highest office in the land. And his partner, even worse, Kamala Harris, couldn't muster up a single delegate in her quest to become president. Consider this. In the past 100 years, voter national turnout eclipsed 60% four times and never went above the high water mark of 62%. Yet somehow, the 2020 presidential election persuaded a miraculous 30 million more voters. 30 million more than any other time in history. Think about that for a second. 30 million. a 70% voter turnout for a milquetoast candidate, it's inconceivable, even if the hatred for Trump runs deep. Donald Trump is the first incumbent president in 132 years since Grover Cleveland in 1888 to have increased voter count and lose the election. Trump collected more votes than any previous incumbent seeking re-election, 11 million more votes than in 2016. Biden won more votes nationally than any other presidential candidate in history, but he won a record low 17 of the counties. How does that happen? And somehow Biden outdid Obama in total votes. It doesn't add up. It doesn't at least, you know, pass the smell test. Doesn't it, by the way, just let me ask all of you, isn't it at least worthy of asking the question about voting anomalies? If you're being honest, shouldn't you be at least asking that question? I mean, this may be challenging for some folks out there, but this is not about Donald Trump anymore. It's about attaining a certain level of confidence moving forward on how we elect our leaderships. The most sacred right of citizens must have transparency. Otherwise, there can be no election peace, guys. Shouldn't every single allegation be vetted? Are any Democrats even the slightest bit concerned with the political possibility that something nefarious happened? I mean, don't you think that your candidate gained some kind of advantage? This just doesn't add up. Shouldn't every citizen be insisting on complete clarity and absolute precision? Is the voting mechanism now in place safe and trustworthy? What if it's not? What if it is not? Shouldn't all the information, recent lawsuits based on witnesses and statements and anything related to mail-in ballot fraud, irregularities, deficiencies, security hazards, the Dominion voting system mishaps, the machines, again, the inadequate resolutions of some of these charges being completed. Why isn't there any pushback from Democrats? They simply allow the process to play itself out. Now, if it winds up to be a giant bag of nothing, okay, so be it. We'll all take a deep breath and move on. And we should all want that, by the way. We should all want that. If that's the case, if we had a free and fair election and everybody take a deep breath and move on, I just don't feel like that happened. Now, there are a couple other ways they can figure this out. The Electoral College is meeting on December 14th, and they will vote on the next president of the United States. Delegates across the country are readying themselves, probably as we speak, to convene and cast their ballot, ultimately deciding who sits behind the resolute desk in the Oval Office. The Giuliani crew has recently been directing attention towards state legislators attempting to cast doubt into the validity of this election. And the new hope is, since the GOP controls state legislatures in key swing states, Trump's legal team can spread a certain level of doubt, manipulating a percentage of electors to switch their allegiances and maybe causing Congress to discard votes and not vote for Biden. That's another avenue that the Giuliani team has. So Trump has less than 2 weeks to prove widespread treachery. Otherwise, for him, the jig is up. Let's grab a call. We'll go out to Connecticut, where our pal Rocky is. Rocky, how are you?
Good evening, Lee. Good evening, audience. Great to hear you on the Wayne Allen Root program. You're doing a great job. Lee, what we are witnessing is unprecedented fraud, but I would urge... And who am I to tell Rudy Giuliani anything? You know, he's the American mayor. When we find an ascertained fraud, I don't care to return 2,000 ballots or 3,000 ballots. If there could be ascertained that there was fraud in this particular place or that place from these witnesses, like in Michigan yesterday, many ladies, even African-American ladies that testified under oath, they saw fraud being happening. They should be, the party claims of victory should be forfeit the victory. In other words, we shouldn't go tit for tat. There was fraud. There was illegalities. Are they demonstrated? Are these people one after the other swearing that they saw it? Well, then they lost. That's it. don't, you know, oh, well, how many votes? 1,000. Okay, so he gets 1,000, but no, it's 100,000. Like, did you, I'm sure your audience saw the driver, 18-wheeler driver that transported 120,000 ballots from New York to Pennsylvania. That, if that's under oath, and if can be substantiated, that's it. That particular location where he dropped off the thing, they lost the election. It was fraud. Does that make any sense? I don't know.
No, it makes perfect sense. I get it. And that's what they're doing in courts right now, trying to fight that out. But nobody's listening. These courts aren't, they're not siding with Giuliani. They're not siding with Trump. I don't know why.
Lee, the Republican Party is worse than Democrats. They're on a take. They've been on a take since Paul Ryan and since many others. We, the people, have to stand up. The politicians don't fear the will of the people that must be respected. They don't fear it. And they should fear it. Because we're not asking incredible tasks. We are asking the politician to uphold the law and be honorable. Thank you, Lee. God bless you.
All right, Rocky. Thank you very much. Always a passionate and great call. So I know we have a couple other folks, and one in particular says I'm dead wrong. So, Joe, just hang in there through the break. I promise you I will go right to you when we come back. But one of the things Rocky said that I would actually disagree with, they have been on the take a lot longer than when Paul Ryan was in. They've been on the take forever, man. Politicians, when, you know, in a general sense, when will we get politicians that we can absolutely trust? Somebody who is in it for the country and not in it for themselves. All right, let me take a quick break. We will come back if you want to call in. We have one more segment. I got a bunch of guests coming up after that. 833-WAR-TALK. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
I'm Wayne Allyn, Mr. Health. I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, and conservatism. Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? It's nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. Heart attack and stroke, number one killers. Get in front of a mirror and see if you have a crease in one or both of your ears. If you do, don't wait for a heart attack or stroke. Strauss Naturals offers more than heart drops. They have prostate, kidney, cardio, and bladder formulas too. Strauss Naturals has a special offer just for my listeners. Buy 3 bottles of any formula or any combination of formulas and receive a 15% discount. Just use the promo code WAR. Order now at StraussNaturals.com. That's StraussNaturals.com.
For over 3 years, you heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. We have, again, a number of guests coming up after the bottom of the hour, so if you want to try to squeeze in a call, you can. We do have Joe on the line, and he's been waiting a while. So, Joe, here's what I'll say to you. You say that I'm wrong, but remember the old, I don't know how old you are. Remember Happy Days? Arthur Fonzarelli could never admit that he was wrong. So let me hear. Let me see if I'm wrong. Was I wrong about what?
Okay, yeah, not dead wrong, but I would say most of the people I know were Trump voters the first time. And I know quite a few of them that had buyer's remorse. To be honest with you, Trump really scared the hell out of them with a lot of his lies, really. He played fast and loose with the truth, and they saw some of this behavior, and they just didn't like it. Pre-election, you talked about people that were going to vote for Trump that didn't want to admit it. I think you have a reversal here. I think you have a lot of Trump people that have to act amongst their friends like they voted for Trump, that are really saying, you know what, this guy scares me, we don't want him.
Okay, so you're falling into the category of you don't necessarily hate Trump like a lot of the very left-leaning liberals do. You just didn't like his performance for 4 years. You're a Trump supporter the first time but couldn't take another four.
Actually, I didn't. Most of the people I know did, and I don't hate him either. I understood why people voted for him, and he wasn't your typical politician, and I can respect that. What I'm saying, though, is I think he scared a lot of people, that's all. And like some of the Trump voters I know.
Okay, but look at the question. I don't mean to interrupt you, but scared in what way? Because, I mean, he wasn't And I'm not, if you listen to my radio show in the morning, I'm not a huge flag-waving Trump, you know, fan. I like, you know, some of the policies he's put together. I certainly like him better than I like Biden, and I love him more than I like him over Clinton. But he, you know, he was supposed to be this dangerous guy on the, you know, finger on the button, going to cause all kinds of world chaos and all kinds of conflict. He was the exact opposite of that.
And I agree, nothing bad happened. He didn't blow anything up. But his talk was seen as dangerous, the rhetoric. You know, when you would call a world leader like Kim Jong-un Rocket Man or things like that, it seemed very provocative. And I don't think people were just used to that.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I can understand where people would feel a little uncomfortable with some of that stuff. But I think in a big sort of grandiose stage, I think that some of that stuff is overanalyzed, and I don't know how many people actually got offended by some of that stuff. And I don't think, I was talking about this today, he never went after any, let's say, group of color, or he never went after a religion, or he never went after things that people said he was going to go after. That never happened. It never happened during his administration.
Oh, I agree with that. But all I'm saying is that I think he just frightened them because never before, at least in my lifetime, I'm not that old, have we had a president that was so, for lack of a better word, verbose, right? He was extremely direct, extremely to the point, sometimes insulting, and they just weren't used to it. They weren't ready, and it scared them. Right. He scared them more than anything. And these are my Trump friends. So, if they're amongst themselves, they're not going to admit that, hey, this time I didn't vote for him. But to me, a Democrat, they kind of told me, yeah, he kind of scared me. I didn't vote for him this time. So,
Joe, point taken. I appreciate that, and I appreciate waiting on hold to get that point out there. He may be right in a certain extent. There might be a percentage of people out there who are hiding amongst their Trump buddies who didn't vote for Trump. That's possible. It still doesn't explain the, you know, 30 million more voters and the 80 million total votes that Biden got. I don't think the percentage of what Joe was talking about is all that, you know, all that high. Is it possible? Yeah, absolutely. But some of the things that Trump is blamed for, he did none of them. He wasn't violent. He wasn't aggressive. In fact, he was the exact opposite. Look what he did in the Middle East. All right, listen, I got to take a break. Coming up next, we'll talk to Rich Higgins. He's an author, a U.S. Army veteran as well, and a graduate of the War College. We'll talk a little bit about that with him. That's coming up after the break. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the election system is under a coordinated assault and siege by the Democratic Party. The president posting a nearly 46-minute-long video on Facebook today.
I want to provide an update on our ongoing efforts to expose the tremendous voter fraud and irregularities which took place during the ridiculously long November 3rd elections. We used to have what was called Election Day. Now we have election days, weeks and months, and lots of bad things happened during this ridiculous period of time, especially when you have to prove almost nothing to exercise our greatest privilege, the right to vote. As president, I have no higher duty than to defend the laws and the Constitution of the United States.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Oh, my God. If you knew what we were joking about in the break, you could not contain your laughter either. I'm just an inch away from breaking out and laughing again. No, I'm not selling it on the air. I refuse to sell it on the air. But I will tell you about Strauss Heart Drops on the air, because they sponsor this segment, and there's nothing funny about heart disease, right? Heart attack, stroke, number one killers in the United States of America. And anytime you have a sign of trouble, start thinking about Strauss Heart Drops. They sold more than 1 million bottles, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. Strauss Naturals actually offers more than just heart drops. They have prostate, kidney, cardio, and bladder formulas, too. Strauss Naturals has a special offer just for my listeners. Buy 3 bottles of any formula or any combination of formulas and receive a 15% discount. Just use the promo code WAR. Order now at StraussNaturals.com. StraussNaturals.com. 15% off. Use the promo code WAR.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root is off again tonight. He'll be back tomorrow at the same bat time, same bat channel, of course, down there in Washington, D.C., partying like a rock star with the president at the Christmas gala last night. So he'll return tomorrow with a whole bunch of stories. Joining me now, Rich Higgins, the author of the book, The Memo. 20 years inside the deep state, making America first. What is happening with all of this election fraud?
Wow, that's a broad question. I think everybody knows now that the good Mr. Biden didn't really win. I think that, clearly what we see here is a major conspiracy to deny President Trump a second term, much like we saw a conspiracy to deny him a large part of his first term.
Right.
I think, where we're at is, we're on soft coup number 5 or whatever it is. And, it's really amazing to me that, everybody seems to know. I mean, I'm getting calls from contacts I have all over the world. And they're like, what in the heck is going on back there? So it's really remarkable. The only people that don't seem to understand it are the hardline Democrats and the media.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up, because that's always been a serious point of contention that's bothering the hell out of me right now. Because I can understand, you pick sides, you want your guy to win. But when you're talking about the fate of the nation moving forward, if this were happening in reverse, I swear to you, if it were reverse and I felt as though a Republican robbed the election, I'd be screaming from the mountaintops, because this can't happen.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I think where we're at, generally speaking, is there is no reasonable middle ground anymore, right? I mean, you've seen these institutions one by one sort of fall to the groupthink, and it's really frightening. I mean, when you think about the important role that journalism plays in a republic, in a democratic government, in a, for a free nation, and we see them now just towing these political lines on both sides. There's no real room in the middle to sort of debate and see things through, and the entire republic is based upon it, right? We're supposed to be able to reason our way through these various social and political issues that come up.
Exactly.
But they don't want that anymore. It's just a giant shouting match.
Well, talk to me now. Giuliani's losing everywhere he goes, and I feel like I've been saying that just about every 5 minutes for the last 3 weeks. How much is that playing into this? Because we talk about fraud, and we see video of fraud. We hear testimony about fraud, but, Giuliani can't get anywhere in a court of law. What's going on there?
Well, my take on it is that the Supreme Court's already signaled their interest in the absentee ballots and the mass mailing of the ballots in particular. I don't know what the numbers are there in terms of how they materialize on the back end, but Alito's, I guess it was actually a signed order out to the Secretary of State, Pennsylvania, told all the votes counted after November 3rd to sequester them. The signal to me that they have some constitutional concerns with the mass mailing of ballots and how it went about, whether it was following constitutional process. As far as Giuliani goes, I'm not really sure I understand why you have the Giuliani approach with Jenna Ellis. You have this other approach here with Sidney Powell. There's Sean Parnell's efforts out of the state of Pennsylvania. So there are multiple legal tracks going on, but honestly, I don't really care about any of them until it gets to the Supreme Court. Obviously, I think the Supreme Court's going to, they're going to assert themselves in this just because of the nature of the election itself, being presidential and all. As far as watching some of the Rudy testimony, I think some of these eyewitnesses are extremely credible, some of them less so.
Right.
Certainly merits further investigation. I just don't know if they're going to be able to do anything in the timeline we're operating on.
That was going to be my next question. Do you think they can get in front of the Supreme Court in time? Because we're running out.
I honestly don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I don't want to pretend to be an expert on that stuff.
Right. All right. Again, we're chatting, before we run out of time here, real quick, we're chatting with Rich Higgins, the book, The Memo, and I want to make sure folks get an idea where they can get that. Where do they go find that?
It's at the usual suspects. It's on Barnes & Noble at Amazon.com. You can also find it at RichHigginsTheMemo.com. And it's basically kind of it's a story of why somebody who is, a credentialed, bona fide member of the deep state, meaning, worked inside the bowels of the intelligence community in the Defense Department for a couple decades. Why would somebody like that come to support Donald Trump's America First agenda? What was going on inside that caused me to kind of see things that way? And, the point of the book really was to do two things. Number one, I was smeared badly back in 2017 by the media for trying to warn the president about some of the shenanigans that the FBI was up to. They call me a conspiracy theorist and everything else. This was, of course, before people knew about Crossfire Hurricane and some of the FBI's activities in terms of surveilling the campaign in 2016. And then the other thing is that I wanted to provide for people sort of a context for events that would explain how, President Trump came to be president and what drove some of that for people who aren't maybe following the politics as the people that supported him did, and to provide some perspective of what it is about him that they support. He's vilified and made out to be this monstrous, representative of all things bad about America, the deplorables and the racists and everything else. But there's another part to him that a lot of people aren't aware of, and the book elaborates on that a little bit.
I want to go back just for a second, if you got an extra minute. I wanted to talk about Sidney Powell and this whole Dominion lawsuit, just the whole gaggle of lawsuits that she has. It seems, you were in this business for a long time. It seems infinitely possible that algorithms can be created to do what she claims were done. In your expert opinion, I guess asking you if they happened, maybe it's in the book, but it's definitely possible for it to happen, right?
Yeah, anybody who's worked with a computer understands, there's no such thing as a glitch, right? The software does what it does. I think the thing that people really need to get their mind around, I don't know about, you hear these names thrown about, Hammer and Scorecard and all those other, I wouldn't pay attention to any of that. Trust your instincts. Everybody knows that hacking is possible. Everybody knows that writing a script to manipulate votes is possible. It's just basic computer science. Every third grader, knows that. I think the problem here is, and what people aren't familiar with, is the back end of the Dominion voting system itself it has evolved through a series of acquisitions and mergers from a company called Smartmatic, which was built by the Venezuelans, with the input of other countries, for the purpose of preventing an election from removing Chavez. So to skew the vote intentionally to give a dictator legitimacy was the purpose the Smartmatic software was built. We know Dominion, A, evolved from Smartmatic, and B, has had an ongoing relationship with them as late as 2015. It's certainly, again, an investigative pathway that's worth considering. Really remarkable to me that this was ever allowed to get where it was. And as late as 2019, we had numerous Democrat senators from the United States Senate complaining about the ongoing presence of the Smartmatic software and some of these algorithms in our voting system. So, another example would be, you look at the country of Israel. The country of Israel has gone to pure paper ballots because they're so concerned about this electioneering and the propensity for electronic voting to be manipulated.
Yeah, for the longest time, I got to admit, and I was wrong, I got to admit I was, in favor of some kind of hybrid, computerized, et cetera. But this election, I think, has, showing me that that just is not, it's just not possible right now. You got to go with the most simplest method. And, you know, we also got to figure out a way what to do with these absentee ballots and how to move forward with that.
Yeah, look, I agree 100%. I mean, the biggest thing with the electronic voting isn't that it can be manipulated out of sight. The biggest thing is it can be done at scale, right? I mean, you know, even if you have a district where there's potentially fraud taking place, we all know some limited scale fraud does take place.
Right.
The difference with the electronic voting system and the fact that, you know, you have the six states stop at once, it could be one, you know, there could be one central node coordinating a massive amount, you know, hundreds of thousands of potentially votes being skewed, not, you know, not a couple hundred here, a thousand there, but hundreds of thousands of votes being skewed across multiple states, all in a coordinated fashion. That's something entirely different than, you know, stuffing a ballot box in Southside Chicago to help Kennedy get over the top in 1960.
Right, totally.
This is something different.
Yeah, it's huge. Listen, I appreciate you coming on. Richard Higgins is his name. He is a United States Army veteran, and he holds a Bachelor of Science in Mechanical Engineering from Tufts University, as well as a Master's degree in Strategic Security from the National War College. Two big things, and we appreciate him. His book is out right now, and you can grab it. The Memo, 20 years inside the deep state, fighting for America first. Rich, thanks a lot, brother. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you down the line.
Hey, take care, sir.
You have a good one. There you go. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Amazing day, friends. Hey, it's John Jubilee with Energized Health. And if you've been suffering from high blood pressure, I have great news for you. First of all, you got a lot of friends. One out of three men in America over 50 years old are also having the exact same struggle you are. But the great news is, for 23 years, we have helped tens of thousands of people reverse high blood pressure in just 88 days. That is your intercellular hydration transformation cycle of your human body. When your arteries get hydrated, they expand. As they expand naturally as they're supposed to, your blood pressure drops to the normal, healthy level it's supposed to be. Hey, be skeptical. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. But come and check out this science on our website and look at thousands of testimonials of people just like you and me. EnergizeHealth.com. That's EnergizeHealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. And we have developed such a fantastic relationship with our friends over at the Heritage Foundation. So many great guest speakers and lecturers and former military personnel and lawyers, etc., get a chance to pick their brain on some very, very interesting stuff. And we've got another one right now. Emily Gao is her name. She is the executive director of the Richard and Helen Davos Center for Religion and Civil Society. She holds multiple degrees from Harvard University, and currently she is a member of the Supreme Court Bar and the Bar of Associations in California and the District of Columbia. So welcome, Emily. I can't thank you enough for coming on.
Thank you, Lee.
Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett played a vital role in a key decision about religion.
Well, I think Amy Coney Barrett is known as an originalist, and I think that this decision by the court to put a preliminary injunction on Governor Cuomo's, you know, ill-conceived 10-person, 25-person limit on religious worship was a great decision. It's a great day for religious freedom. It puts an end to the targeting of religious worship and the treatment of religious worship as more disfavored than secular gatherings of the same size. So it was a good day for religious freedom.
Does this decision have any impact on restaurants or bars or other entities where groups of people actually congregate?
Well, Governor Cuomo targeted religion, and that was the problem. He established these 10 and 25% person limits on religious worship in Brooklyn and Queens. And he also, in his comments, he, you know, blamed religious worship for the spread of the coronavirus, even though there's really no evidence that there were, you know, increased risks to people because of the religious gatherings. So this was about, you know, targeting of religion, scapegoating even of religious communities. And it was about how the governor's orders treated these religious gatherings worse than secular gatherings. Like, the governor allowed acupuncture salons or garages or campgrounds to, you know, exceed the 10 and 25 person limit, but then he put these caps on religious houses of worship, regardless of how large those buildings were, because, you know, some of these Catholic churches and the synagogues, and they exceeded 1,000 people in their capacity. So a 10 or 25 person limit on a building that large just doesn't make any sense.
So this 5-4 decision must really wake up state and local government officials. I mean, this is a game changer of sorts for them, right?
Yes, I think it puts, you know, state and local government officials on notice that they cannot just treat religious gatherings worse than other gatherings. They have to be neutral. They have to be fair. They cannot target religion. Everyone understands, you know, that COVID does create public health risks, and the government does have an interest in, you know, trying to prevent the spread of COVID. And the court acknowledged that. But you can't just implement restrictions that are targeted towards religious gatherings, because that violates the First Amendment. It violates, you know, our right to religious freedom. And that's exactly what Governor Cuomo's orders did.
All right. So I know your wheelhouse is more religious-based, but can I ask you a question or two about where we're headed as far as this election as it pertains to the Supreme Court? I mean, I know Giuliani has lost in just about every lower court, every single case he's thrown out there. Clearly, they want to get in front of the Supreme Court. What do you make out of all this?
Well, I think, you know, we deserve to have every legal vote counted. We deserve to have election integrity preserved. Heritage has done a lot of work on election integrity. We have an election integrity database. My colleague Hans von Spakovsky has spoken extensively on, you know, the existence of voter fraud that we've seen for many decades. So it's important that, you know, due process be followed, that all of these claims, you know, be investigated. And I'm sure that the Supreme Court, if it does get involved, you know, will carefully examine all of the claims.
So moving into 2021, and well, at least 2021, what do you foresee as being the big case that the Supreme Court has to deal with?
Well, I think one of the most important cases for religious liberty is going to be the case that they actually heard the day after the election, which is the Fulton versus Philadelphia case. That was the case of Catholic charities being shut down by the city of Philadelphia and unable to provide foster care services to the children of the city because they believe in placing every child with a mother and a father. That case is extremely important, not only for the 8,000 faith-based foster care agencies across the country that could be affected and the 424,000 children in foster care, but it's a really important case for religious freedom in America, because if the government can, you know, take over an area like child welfare and then impose, you know, adherence to sexual orientation, this new sexual ideology, on, you know, foster care adoption, they can do that in any area of the public square. They can do that in healthcare. They can do that, you know, in many areas. And we're already seeing that people who have, you know, either religious beliefs or you know, other reasons for having a traditional understanding of marriage or even of biological sex are being subjected to these litmus tests by the government that exclude them from participation in the marketplace. That is one of the most important issues that we're going to face this year and in the coming years, and hopefully the court will preserve religious freedom and the ability to participate in the marketplace.
All right, Emily, I got to run out of time. Thank you very much. Emily Gao from the Heritage Foundation. We'll come right back. Top of the hour next. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.